Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. For patients with cancer, prehabilitation or interventions given between the time of diagnosis and the start of treatment may help reduce complications from treatments and improve physical and mental health outcomes. This is according to a report in the American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. The idea is to get patients in the best possible shape for treatment and to prevent or lessen the severity of treatment-related problems. Now, traditionally, pre-treatment interventions focused on aerobic conditioning to build strength and stamina. But recent studies show that more directed interventions can help more. For example, swallowing exercises before surgery for head or neck cancer or smoking cessation before lung cancer surgery. Study authors hope their research will improve cancer outcomes and care. And here's an update on ticks. Some areas are seeing an increase in patients being treated and even hospitalized for tick-borne illnesses such as Lyme disease. Mayo Clinic Dr. Avinash Virk says you can protect yourself.
If you have insect repellent on your skin, the likelihood that you're going to get bitten is pretty much gone. And that's not only talking about, we're not only talking about ticks, we're talking about mosquitoes and a whole bunch of other creepy, crawly, biting creatures.
Now, here's some tips on how to protect yourself. Use a proper insect repellent. Check yourself, your children, and your pets after spending time outdoors. On hikes, stay on trails. If you leave the path, wear long pants tucked into your socks. And if you find ticks, remove them right away. And in other news, scientists at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center have a new way to measure the cumulative effect of impacts to the head for football players. And they say it can capture players' exposure to the risk of concussion over the course of a football season by measuring the frequency and magnitude of all impacts. They say it's vital to understand the risk associated with different levels of impact and to accurately estimate cumulative concussion risk over the course of a practice, game, season, or lifetime. The research team hopes the work may ultimately improve helmet safety and design to make football a safer sport. And finally, what's the best way to learn a foreign language? Sing it. A new study from the University of Edinburgh found singing in a foreign language can significantly improve learning how to speak it. Adults who listened to short foreign phrases and then sang them back did better than those who spoke them. One question is, does a melody give an extra cue to jog people's memory, helping them recall foreign words and phrases more easily? Well, they say research can help them figure that out. The study's published in the journal Memory and Cognition. And that's a look at health and medical headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.